came a long way from New Zealand. Hallelujah. He's a missionary. He's an evangelist. So we minister together for now 2 months. Hallelujah. I've seen God using him here in Uganda. We've been
visiting
different areas like in the villages, around the city, visiting different churches. God has been doing wonderful
things.
What I've seen in him, what he's doing is really a call from above. He's doing it for no reason. Hallelujah. We are going to pray for you after the word of God. And something I believe, you are going to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you are going to be empowered, you are going to be healed in Jesus' name. So let us stand on our feet together. As we bless the man of God. As
you're
standing. Let us join our hands together and welcome missionary and evangelist.
Thank you so much. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this time. Thank you that your word is powerful. And thank you that you can change our lives. You can bring us closer to you. Lord, do a deep work in every person's heart today. Draw us closer to God by your love. We want to be closer to you. So thank you for this time to speak your wonderful words. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. But Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And Jesus is the King of Heaven. And it's so important to be closer to God. And we can get closer to God today. I was blessed that God called me to be a preacher when I was 16 years old. God touched me at a Christian youth camp. And at that youth camp, God's power got a hold of me. God began to tell me I had to be a missionary and an evangelist. And I had to begin immediately. Could not wait until I was an old man. Had to preach the gospel immediately. Do not cry because someone has
triumphed.
He is able to open that scroll. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Stronger and stronger and stronger. Christian church. It's a very interesting church. It was founded by the Apostle Paul. But there were already some believers when he came there. Some believers who had been converted through John the Baptist. John the Baptist came to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. And he spoke of the one who would baptize in the Holy Spirit. So Paul found some believers. But they had not yet received the Holy Spirit. He laid hands on them. They received the Holy Spirit, spoke in tongues, began to prophesy, and Paul continued to do mighty miracles in that area. There were some people who didn't want to listen to him, but he began giving them daily teaching, those who wanted to a note of this for a very important reason. Because we want the grace of Jesus Christ to be upon us. That will unleash the miracles of God. That will unleash more revival. And the church will continue to grow, 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 grow. Because our love for Jesus is becoming stronger and stronger. Unfortunately, we find out what happens. In Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4. And this might be 30 years later. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 4. And this is a message from Jesus Christ through the Apostle John. And the first message was to the Ephesian church. And in verse 4, Jesus says these words. Yet I hold this against you. Here is Jesus Christ holding something against his church. church. What is Jesus holding against his church? You have forsaken your first love. From verse 1, it speaks to the angel in the church in Ephesus. These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand. This is speaking of Jesus Christ holding the churches in his hand.
Says you have persevered.
And Jesus says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. How did that happen? They were doing so many things for God. Yet somehow in their hearts, something was missing. What does God really want from you? Is God pleased if you sing in the choir, but in your heart you've lost love for Jesus?
Yes,
would God be pleased with me? I'm coming here preaching to you about Jesus. That's wonderful. But what happens in my heart? I don't have a full love for Jesus. Of course God won't be pleased. That's why Jesus was holding something against
them.
In verse 5 it says, remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. They would become just a dead traditional church. Maybe they would still have their church building. Maybe they would still have their worship team. But it would be powerless because Jesus had removed the lampstand. And that's why in this world there are churches that are dead. They don't have the full light of Christ. They don't have the living presence of Jesus Christ with them. It's the living presence of Jesus with us. And what really makes Jesus Christ manifest His presence? It's when people love Him. Where's He going to come? It's to the place that loves Him.
Ephesians.
A church that started out so strong. A church church that started filled with love for Jesus. And I see that the Apostle Paul gave them some very good teachings to build them on that good foundation so that they would be filled with the love of Christ. Let's get back to some of those good teachings. Ephesians chapter 3. And we see the Apostle Paul in prayer. Ephesians chapter 3 from verse 14, Paul talks about how he's kneeling before God, the Father of the whole family, the family that is in heaven and is on this earth. As a Christian, you belong to the family of God. Your family is so big, it's so wonderful. Your family is in my country, New Zealand. Your brothers and sisters, anyone who believes in Jesus Christ. And many of our family members are already in heaven. They have already fulfilled the call of God. They have already served Jesus on this earth. Throughout the generations, years back to Adam and Eve, there have been people who have called upon God with true faith, and they are a part of our family, and we are a part of them. But God doesn't want a small family. They're not born by human decision. They're born into the family of God. And he continues to pray that God will strengthen you with his power through his spirit in your inner being. God wants to strengthen you from the inside. And how is he going to strengthen you from the inside? It says so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, with all the believers, he wants every Christian to understand this. What does he want us to understand? To grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. That you may be filled to the measure of all. love is beyond knowledge. That's why our minds cannot fully grasp it. But the Holy Spirit takes the love of God from our minds and fills our hearts to receive more of the love of God. Be filled with the love of God, because it's God who first loved us. And if we're to come into heaven, undying love for Jesus, it starts from knowing God's love for us. God loved us first. God loved you first. So it's as you come to know more of that love, it breaks every barrier and it fills you with God's love. Then you find your love for Jesus is growing stronger and stronger. And you find that nothing can break your love for Jesus. There's a time when the Apostle Paul gave a big list of problems. A list of all the terrible things that happen in this world. But he said, none of these things can separate us from the love of Christ. And when you know the fullness of God's love for you, nothing in this world, no demon from hell, can separate you from the love of Jesus Christ. You become filled with the fullness of God. You walk with God because you are filled with God's love. Then I see another very powerful teaching that the Apostle Paul gave to the Ephesian church so that they could have an undying love for Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25, and it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. So Paul wanted the Ephesian church to be walking in the love of God, to have an undying love for Jesus, and to reveal that love in many ways. My advice to the younger people: do not marry a person who is backsliding. Yes, they can easily say that they love you with their lips. And it pulls your heart. But if they don't have an undying love for Jesus, what kind of path are they going to pull you on? Make sure you are filled with love for Jesus. And that's the kind of friends you need to have. That's the kind of church that Jesus Christ is looking for. That's the kind of love that Jesus has for his church. That's the kind of love that Jesus has for you. And Jesus Christ's love is here right now. So let's all stand as we pray. And I want to lead you in a prayer. And we're going to have some time.
saber.